Page 85. Test your skills. Civilizations in London.
Though it's changed over the years, Brixton since the 50s has traditionally been associated with people of the Caribbean.
London is the place for me.
70 years ago, the Empire Windrush docked at Tilbury. Those 492 West Indians were some of the pioneers of multicultural London. The early settlers often faced prejudice, but they were followed by many more who still contend with an entirely different climate. Understandably, they've clung to the traditions and comforts of home.
We have managed to embrace our cultural history. We've taken it with us, we've lived it, and we are sharing it with others.
The Caribbean islands have always been remarkably diverse, populated by colonial Europeans, Africans brought by the slave trade, and indigenous tribes such as the Caribs and Arawaks. We found two intriguing artifacts that tell the story of those civilizations. So over to the West India Committee in Westminster and its chief executive, Blondel Clough.
In my hands, I have one of my favourite items from the West India Committee collection. This is a zemi, which is a very small stone artefact depicting the principal god of the Arawaks.
Filling our galleries and museums, humble objects that tell a human history of the people that make up our city.
Copyright BBC Worldwide Limited.